oils and economic situations. So the Middle Eastern producers have very low lifting costs, low cost of production, and have very wealthy economies, have a lot of savings. On a contrary, countries like Venezuela or Nigeria, the economies are very far from Middle Eastern economies.
Exactly.
So they have different goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a sign that Saudi Arabia doesn't like to be a swing producer anymore, and they would like to keep their market shares and would like to keep some additional sources of oil out of the market.
Where does that leave Russia?
Well, I think EU should have changed the price. The oil, the prices will be, the production, the prices will be stabilized probably around 8-ish. Now we can expect, I believe, close to between 70 and 60 in the medium term. The next meeting of OPEC going to be in June, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so for Russia, it's not a very pleasant time, obviously, for multiple reasons. So, well, first of all, the ruble would be expected to go even lower.
Oh, dear.
It's a very close correlation.
Mm-hmm.
We can take all the factors into account, but the main factor is oil price. It's very simple, which very, you know, clear implications for Russian budget. It had to be reduced, and some of the promises Russian government made has to be, you know, changed, updated, and government has to be flexible and choose its priority for the next several years for oil production. But for the Russian oil companies, the challenges are a little different. First of all, they need to revisit the exploration of new regions, and the economical sustainability of these projects may be now challenged.
Because of sanctions.
Exactly, because of sanctions and because of the lower oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start exploration in the Arctic shelf at 120, it's one economic picture, but if it's 60, it's completely different, and you ask a question whether or not it's economically viable even to start this project.